Interesting, all the guesses people are having about when the border's going to reopen. Most seem to be focusing on this coming Sunday, the 1st of November. Fingers crossed for those people who have had long, well, a very long period of unemployment. That's hundreds and hundreds of people in the tourism industry, particularly when you consider the reef fleet. These are the boats that ply the waters out to the Barrier Reef and back every day of the week. Well, it used to be every day of the week. These days, of course, it's virtually on a roster system, and there are restraints also that apply the COVID restraints on the numbers they can take out there, etc. They are really, really suffering. And there was also this, what would you call it, a hangover issue, if you like, and that was the cost down at mooring down at the marina, which was apparently considered particularly expensive. Now, we're going to get some details on this. They've had a big breakthrough. This has been a fight that's been undertaken by these operators for quite an extended period of time. But I've got Gareth Phillips on the line, and Gareth is the new Chief Executive Association Marine Park Tourism Operators, or AMPTO. Hello, Gareth.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
And welcome to the talk show. This has got a history, this matter, hasn't it? Can you just remember that people listening don't have a real understanding of, you know, the costs associated with running those boats out to the Barrier Reef and back, particularly now, of course, how difficult it is. Can you give us a bit of the background to this struggle to get what you believe is a fair go with the moorings down at the marina?
Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. The last market-based valuation of marina fees was back in 2003, at which point the marina operators signed a 15-year lease for their berthing fees. And those fees over the years have gone up to, when we did our market-based valuation earlier this year, they were excess of 200 times higher than Port Douglas and 300 times higher than the Whitsundays. We've been in communication with the Queensland government and the Ports North, and just asked, you know, do a market based valuation, please. And then COVID hit. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at now. If you look at a standard vessel in the Cairns Marina, roughly 30 metres long, if that same vessel was parked down in Whitsundays, they would save nearly $1 million over the term of the lease. So, you know, these guys are paying in excess of $120,000 a year for that spot. Mm. You know, so this announcement that both sides of government have made to look at the valuation of the marina fees is very welcomed, especially in these times that those operators are having.
Well, it's bipartisan now, isn't it? So you're virtually over the line with where you wanted to be.
Exactly, yeah. Which is amazing. And your introduction about the marine operators, I couldn't have said it better. This is an incredible infrastructure that has grown over the years to provide such a beautiful industry to go out to the Great Barrier Reef and become part of Cairns' culture and identity. And these boats cost millions to maintain and run, and not only the staff, the jobs that they create. With COVID, we're absolutely decimated. Boats are operating roughly around about 20% of this time last year. So borders opening would be a great assistance, but it also leaves us very, very short of even being viable. So having an answer where they can look at marina fees and as we come out, that just gives those business owners who are having sleepless nights, sick of worry, just gives them that little bit more sigh of relief. Tourism is decimated. No other word.
Well, let me ask you this, Gareth, and remember we're talking to people that may not have been out in the reef for quite some time or had anything to do with the reef fleet. How different is the operation of one of these boats today? For example, I presume there's all the social distancing requirements. The buffets wouldn't be a feature of it anymore. I know there was very limited numbers wanting to go out to the reef just recently, and the idea was a roster among the various operators. You could go out possibly a couple of times a week or whatever. Just give us an idea of the restraints under which you're operating at the moment.
So you're looking at most boats are probably operating, if they had the demand, they could get maybe 30% of the capacity. So under our COVID-safe planning, their numbers are strongly reduced. You know, you're looking at vessels going out to pontoons. You know, that can normally take a few hundred people. They're sitting at 25% of that, if they had those numbers. And when you're on board, this is the challenge we're trying to talk to Queensland Health about. The vessels are designed to give people that relaxed feeling. So we never used to run at 100% of our legal surveyed numbers. But now we've even further reduced with COVID, the social distancing, different boats using different techniques for lunches. Some will have the food out, but they've got very hygienic staff serving it for you, or they're, you know, delivering it to your table. I was out on Sunday with one of the operators, and I was actually quite pleased how they were doing it. But it didn't feel like you were being militaried around, but you did feel safe and clean. There's crew constantly walking around, sterilising surfaces, washing, you know, that. In terms of all our snorkel and dive equipment, we've always had world-leading standards on hygiene there, because, you know, especially with the rental gear, it's got to be clean. So that's just carried on as normal. We probably just do soak it a little bit longer. It was actually quite pleasantly surprised. But in terms of how often the boats run, most are running 2 days a week instead of seven, and they do communicate, well, we'll run this day. What we want to ensure for the visitor, even the local going out, that there's a trip going every day that you could access if you wanted to. So we don't leave whoever has travelled to go out to the reef or there's no product. So they have been working together like that. But 2 days a week at 20% full, it's not even close to viable.
Exactly. You're doing it for practice fundamentally.
But pretty much. It's keeping the staff engaged. The staff are always highly trained, you know, to get your dive instructors and know how to work on the deck of these vessels and customer service, keeping them practiced and engaged. On top of that, they're also very important in monitoring and surveying the reef and maintaining the health of the reef. So keeping them busy with that is also critical, not only from the reef perspective, but also from their mental health, as mental health becomes a bigger issue as we all move forward this tough time. But the Marina Fee bipartisan commitment is a welcome sigh of relief. So we look forward to going through that process on the other side of COVID and supporting these tourism operators.
All right, Gareth, that's been very comprehensive. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
He's the boss, the new boss at the Association Marine Park Tourism Operators, or AMPTO, Gareth Phillips.